You say this, said Gwyndor, to take the blame from him whom you love. Why does he seek you out, and sit long with you, and come ever more glad away? Because he also needs solace, said Finduilas, and is bereaved of his kin. You both have your needs. But what of Finduilas? Now is it not enough that I must confess myself to you unloved, but that you should say that I speak so to deceive? Nay, a woman is not easily deceived in such a case, said Gwyndor. Nor will you find many who will deny that they are loved, if that is true. If any of us three be faithless, it is I, but not in will. But what of your doom and rumours of Angband? What of death and destruction? The Adanathel is mighty in the tale of the world, and his stature shall reach yet to Morgoth in some far day to come. He is proud, said Gwyndor. But also he is merciful, said Finduilas. He is not yet awake, but still pity can ever pierce his heart, and he will never deny it. Pity, maybe, shall be ever the only entry. But he does not pity me. He holds me in awe, as were I both his mother and a queen. Maybe Finduilas spoke truly, seeing with the keen eyes of the Eldar. And now Turin, not knowing what had passed between Gwyndor and Finduilas, was ever gentler towards her, as she seemed more sad. But on a time Finduilas said to him, Thurin Adanathel, why did you hide your name from me? Had I known who you were, I should not have honoured you less, but I should better have understood your grief. What do you mean? He said. Whom do you make me? Turin, son of Húrin Thalion, captain of the North. Now when Turin learned from Finduilas of what had passed, he was wrathful, and he said to Gwyndor, In love I hold you for rescue and safekeeping, but now you have done ill to me, friend, to betray my right name, and call down my doom upon me, from which I would lie hid. But Gwyndor answered, The doom lies in yourself, not in your name. In that time of respite and hope, when because of the deeds of the Mormegil, the power of Morgoth was stemmed west of Sirion, and all the woods had peace, Morwen fled at last from Dor Lomin with Nienor, her daughter, and adventured the long journey to Thingol's halls. There, new grief awaited her, for she found Turin gone, and to Doriath there had come no tidings since the dragon helm had vanished from the lands west of Sirion. But Morwen remained in Doriath with Nienor as guests of Thingol and Melian, and were treated with honor. End of Disc 4.